Welcome to FUMU. Yerushalmi Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Gimel in the Oiz V'Ordo edition, Perek Arbos, or the 14th Perek, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're in the middle of the list, the Gemara brought a full list of sicknesses that are a sakana or a danger, and therefore you could do refuah for them on Shabbos. So we're starting now from the 8th line from the top of the Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Revo B'Shea B'Yichnon, Ahen Si fadoino sakono. The sickness, it's a tooth sickness. It's a sakono. And therefore you can do refuah for it on Shabbos. So the more Rabbi Yochanan got sick with that sickness. Ve'avimitzi was being healed kumei barte by the daughter dedamitinus de Tveria. The sar, the one in charge of Tveria, he was a goy, and his daughter had this. She knew. The refuah, she knew the healing process, and she was healing Rabbi Yochanan. But so when came Erev Shabbos, befati room, she right before the night. So Gaboy came in front of her. Omer lo, mitzich ana klum namocher. Says, you're in the middle of healing me. Do I have to get some refuah, any medicine I have to take on Shabbos? Because I'm not going to come on Shabbos because I'm giving a shir. Omer lo, really don't need anything. If you do need something, if you need any healing, sav galini in the time, take bits of a date. Bipalgeim yikidon. The half of them were burned in fire. V'iz de'amrin, some say daniklavis ve'or desarin. Takes the pit of the fruit called the niklavis, and he take the peel of the barley. V'tsoya de'mainuk yevesho, an excrement from a baby which is dry. Shokuk v'tofel, grind all them together and put it on the mako. That is the refuah that you need to do for the teeth. Floitamer kremer banash, but this is a secret ingredient for refuah, so please don't tell anybody. Lamakor al v'dosh b'tzibur. The next day, Rabbi Yochanan, when he gave a shir, he said this refuah b'tzibur because he wanted people to know what to do if they get sick. Is damris dechankos nafsho. This woman who was the healer, she choked herself because she was so upset that he revealed her secret. She became a gay Gioris. She was so impressed with the fact that he was willing to give up that secret in order to help other people. From this story, you learn three things. See, the sickness of the teeth is a sakana. That's number one. Number two, anything from inside the mouth and going towards the body. It's something you could do on Shabbos because this was in the teeth. So you see that already you have sicknesses in the teeth that cause, they require a refuah on Shabbos. Meaning, it says you're not allowed to heal from a goy because the goy may kill the Jew. But if he was an expert, you could. That's why Rabbi Yochanan over here used this woman because she was an expert healer. He had the sickness called kulus. They allowed him to grind cress on Shabbos because for this refuah. He put it into old wine. He could drink it. His grandson, he swallowed a bone. It's called a bola, it's swallowing a bone, as we saw before. Also, chad barnash, v'lo chashle, came one person, divid lechisha, which you know, lechisha can be used for refuah, these whispers, incantment that he's told him to for refuah. Min shmein, here we have different gersoras, but the gersor of Reb Chaim is, min shmein David Azor, he used the name of Azor. The gersor of Gemara is Yeshur, Pandira, talk about Yashke, and we'll see this in Amud Beis. But here, according to Reb Chaim, talk about Avedazor Mamish. So he gave him a name of Avedazor, he said something from Avedazor. Vinshom, and that really healed the grandson. Kanofik, when the healer, the one who did the lachash, came out, Amalei Malachash Talei says, what did you whisper to him? Reb Shua ben Levi asked him, what exactly did you whisper? Amalei Milas Polon, he told him what he said. Amalei Nicha Velei Lo Avamais Veloi Ken. He said, it would be better if my grandson would die than to be healed by Avodah Zarah. That's what happened. Means when a tzaddik says something, it's mikuyom, even though he didn't actually mean it that way. So he said a levayu dying, not be healed by the zaro. So he ended up dying. And the more goes on to expand upon this point. You can use anything to heal. Chutz of the zaro, v'gilui raius v'shvichus domim. One can use of the zor gilui raius v'shvichus domim to heal himself, even though it's a sakana. Pirchus asked, "Atkedor, I know that this makes sense. Keshomer lo yaveli the gilus of Chaim is a olim of the zor." Says, "Bring me leaves from a tree which is over the zor, so he can heal with it." So then the problem is he's using the Zara and he may come to be Nimshech Basrayu, to be coming to be persuaded to worship of the Zara. But if he said, just bring me some leaves, he came out to be from the Zara, is that going to be also or not? Says the Gemara, Nishmehino Minado, let's learn from the following. Rabbi Yoino Havile Tzimar Moirin, which means he had a shiver. Aisulei means a chuso de doyri vishoso. They brought him water that was flowing in front of the Zora called doyri, and he drank it. Ravacho aisulei veloishoso. Give it to Ravacho. He did not drink it. Omar amano, ilu yodor of yoyin abo, either my father or yoyin knew, minan abo, where it came from, loyeshte, he wanted to drink it. So even though here he wasn't purposely taking the water of the Zora, he wanted any water. But because the water was in front of the Zora, you can't use it. So you see from here an answer. If you take leaves from the Zora, even though it was not intended to take specifically from there, one may not use it to heal himself. Continues the warrant says, Omar Khunno Masniso Omar Ken. We find a brisa this way. Shein Misrapi Migilo Arayas. You can't use Gilo Arayas for refuah. What is the braiso? So this is the one that's the gimel base. V'tani ken, this is the braiso. Lefika hutar michal Shabbos v'lo yhutar michlal naya maroso. There's something that's allowed on Shabbos. I mean, it's usur, but you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. There are cases that you can be mati the issue of Shabbos, but you won't be mati the issue of naya maroso. Hutar michlal Shabbos, what is that? V'lo yhutar michlal Shabbos. We talk about refuah. The refuah is doicha Shabbos. A person he has a sakana, he can do refuah on Shabbos. If the kavasol lo yutor michlal naya maroso, a few leaves Shabbos. A person cannot heal himself by doing arayas. If that's the only way to heal himself, this Gemara is going to bring an example soon. He cannot heal himself with arayas. Lo yisuv dover b'shomer lo avel yeshas ish. So we're not now talking about. He says, I want to have a relationship with yeshas ish, and that's the only way to heal myself. Even if he doesn't have a relationship, he just listens to her voice. That's all he wants to do. By listening to the voice of this woman, that will heal him. He can't do it if he wants to endure the Eishes Ish. Says the Gemara, Ke'ado, like the story, Chad Bar Nash was this person. Rochom Iso B'yomai De'ablozer V'sokan. He loved the woman in the days of Ablozer, and he got dangerous, meaning he became sick because he wanted her so much. They came and asked Ablozer, is she allowed to pass in front of him? And by him seeing her, it's going to appease him, and then he's going to live. He's going to be able to be healed. He says that it's better for him to die than benefiting from this woman by seeing her pass by. Maybe he'll just listen to her voice, and then he won't die. Better for him to die and not to benefit from the woman by listening to her voice. Ma havos, what was she? Rav Yaakov Ha'idi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nach, Benchad Oma Eishes Ish, Vechurno Oma Pnuyo. One says she was Eishes Ish, and therefore there was Eishes Ish, Eishes Ish, Eishes Arayas. And that's why he couldn't even look at her, he couldn't even listen to her voice. The other one says she was a Pnuyo, she wasn't married. So, explains the Gemara. Ma no Oma Eishes Ish, Nicho. If you say he's Eishes Ish, I understand. Because Eishes Ish is Eishes Arayas. So even though he's not actually having a relationship with her, so he's not over the Eishes Arayas directly, but it's something that brings to the Eishes of Eishes Ish. It's a derivative of the Eishes Arayas, and therefore it's also as well. But says the Gemara, Mando Mar Pruyo, what's the reason will be also? Ve'a Bar Koicho Nagro, there was a story of this prison called Bar Koicho Nagro. Rachim Iso, he loved the woman, B'yoyime D'Ablozo, and D'Ablozo D'Ablozo as well. But surely he allowed him to be with her because she's a Pnuyah. And the first you explained they allowed her to pass in front of him because she's Pnuyah. And the difference between the previous case and this case is Kame Pnuyah, Kave Kame Shazish. The first case was Eshazish, therefore it was Asr. He was a Pnuyah, he was Mutter. So the Mandarin explains the first case of Pnuyah, how you will explain it. Says the Gemara, Phil Tamar, Kame Kame Pnuyah. Tipodesh, no son, ain't of Bo, Achi Eshazish. Meaning, we talk about in the first case that she was married. And then he was interested in her, as Eishes Ish. Then her husband died. So now she's a Pnuyo. So even though now she's a Pnuyo, because it started with an Aveiro of Eishes Ish, therefore, Rabbi Elazar was machmir in him. Is the Baimimar, Isa Rabo Avo, the Loi Mitzvah. Another explanation is, she was a very important woman, and she would never marry this person. The Kamada Avo Me'aver, be Isa Rabo Me'aver. And if you should pass in front of him, it would be only for Issa, only for the pleasure of seeing her with no benefit, because she would never marry him. That's why he was oisim, because even though it's a pnuya, but it's also something like eishasi. He's basically enjoying a woman without the purpose of marrying her. Ketiv the one says Omar Chanino Masnisa Omra Ken. We have a brisa that said Shein Misrabi Mishvichus Domi. They can heal yourself with death, with murder. The Tanina Tamon, we learned over there. Yotzer Ruboy, if a woman is about to give birth and the baby is coming out and it's a danger for the mother, so as long as the baby is in the womb of the mother, she can the chayo, meaning the midwife, can kill the baby to save the mother's life. But Yotzer Ruboy, if the majority of the body came out, ain't no gimbo, you don't kill him. Shein Doichim Nefesh Shein Nefesh, you can't kill the baby to save the mother. So you see over here that what? You don't do Shvichas Damim to save a life. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisoyv Toh B'Shamar Lo HaRoig Is Ploini, El Afilu Chamois Is Ploini. So the Gemara, not only if one says, one is told, kill that person and then you won't die. He's not allowed to kill someone to save his own life. But also he tells him to rob that person, to steal from him money. He also needs to kill himself and not to rob, not to steal from somebody else. Now what's the pshat in this shita? So the Reb Chaim brings that there is shitas Remeir in the Gemara in Ksuv is Daf Yutes in the Bavli that says that a person has a dim yarek val yavur in order not to steal from his friend. Another explanation says Reb Chaim, we're talking here not about a Jew, we talk about a goy. A goy is not allowed to steal from somebody else. If he steals from him, he's chayv miso, as the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. So now you say if someone is threatened, either if a goy is threatened, either he's going to go and steal or you'll die, he needs to kill himself, but not by a Jew. And that really connects to the next Gemara. Tanya, v'kechovim b'Yisrael asur. A goy who is threatened to either kill or steal from Yisrael, he's not allowed to do it, and he has to die for it. Yisrael b'vkechovim mutter. But Yisrael to do it for a goy, to save himself with the money or with the life of a goy, is allowed. If you have an adult and you have a child, should you kill the child to save the adult? And as the first we explain, we're not talking here about just killing a child. Stam, Balmo. We're talking about a child who's a roidif. The child is going to kill an adult. Are you allowed to kill the child to save the adult? And the question is like this. Usually when you have an adult running after an adult, so the din is you can kill the roidif. If you have someone who is coming to murder somebody else, you kill the attempted murderer to save the life of the one who's being murdered. But what happens if the murderer is a child? He's not chayav b'onshin. There's no obligations, no mitzvahs on him. Can you kill the child to save the adult? So he says, he's in the brayso we just learned. A mother's about to give birth. She's the child who's coming out is causing her a danger. She's about to die. She's in danger because of the child. We don't kill the baby in order to save the mother, even though the baby is a roidif. Says there's not clear the baby's the roidif. Maybe the mother's the roidif. In other words, the baby's not coming to kill the mother. It's just a situation over here that one of them has to live and one of them has to die. So don't. Why are you assuming the baby is the roidif, not the mother? Reb Lozer ben Domo was stung by a snake. Uvayakov ish kvasomo mishem shel yeshoi pandiro l'rapoisoi. He came to use the name of Yoshke to come and save him. V'loi nech l'rabi shvoi. Shvoi says, you're not allowed to do it. Ola anim evi ra'yashir peini. So Yaakov ish kvasomo says, let me bring you a proof that he could save me with the name of Yoshke. Before he was able to save, to bring an Iraya, he died from the venom. It's a shrech that he came out of the world. You didn't pray together with Chachamim that said that one cannot heal himself with the minim, with the people that are kafir, that pikarsim. You're not allowed to heal yourself with them. Maybe you'll go after them. So it's only didn't there abundant not to do it. But and he still did not do it. When you break the fence, Chachamim did, so you'll be bitten by a snake. So then, when the Tzaddik Amud Aleph, what do you mean? He said he was saved not to be bitten by a snake. He was bitten by a snake. Meaning the snake of Losid Lovely, that's the snake you're afraid of. He said you got a snake in this world, but you're gonna live a good life in the next world because you didn't heal yourself with the minim. So what was the pasuk that Ben Dama was trying to say? The pasuk says you have to live with it. So in other words, your person is able to be over in the Torah in order to live. So maybe he'll be able to use the meaning in order to save himself. And this is just the nekuda. That's what you see from here. The Amud Aleph said Rab Chaim, the gears there was not Yesho, was Avodah Zara. Because Avodah Zara is Yisro D'Oraisa to heal yourself with Avodah Zara. But Yashke is not considered to be Avodah Zara to that degree. That's considered to be a minim. He's a kofer. So it's not Avodah Zara Mamish. That's why we have a little different discussion in this part of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we're going to end here with the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought a machlekes, can they use Shemen Verit, rose oil, which was very expensive. So we said that the Bnei Melochim, the princes, could use it. But other people, it's a machlekes. So the Gemara, Abba, Zad, the Shemrav, Elochim, Yab Shimon, that said that Kol Yisrael Bnei Melochim, and everybody can use the rose oil. What's shat? Explains the Gemara here, the Loiken, Minosat Shemen Verit, Lohani, Veloysach. If you would give a rose oil to a poor person, he would use it. The only reason he doesn't use it is because it's too expensive. But if someone would give it to him for free, he will use it. So it's not something that he uses. He does use it. Just in this case, he doesn't have the ability to do it, but if he would have it, he would use it, and therefore it's allowed to use for everybody. Says the Gemara now, by the way, that we mentioned, the Rabbah is out to say the name of Rav, so the Gemara brings a concept of saying something in the name of somebody else. Rav Zeir Rav Yosi. Rav Zeir asked Rav Yosi, Chochom Rebbe Lebar Pedayo, the Almat Shmosom in Shmei, says, do you ever see Bar Pedayo? Are you mentioning things in his name? He said, no, I did not see Bar Pedayo, but I heard from Rabbi Yochanan many things from Bar Pedayo, so as if that's why I quote him a lot, even though I did not see him directly. So he asked Rabbi Zavdo, that's the mandama we just mentioned before. Chokom Rebbe Lerav, that Tomash Watsam Yishmei. You mentioned something in the name of Rav, as the one just mentioned. So did you see Rav that you're saying things in his name? Omalei Rav Adda Baruchuo Amin Mishmei. So I did not see him directly, but I heard Rav Adda Baruchuo that he quoted Rav, so therefore I quoted Rav as well. With this, we conclude the 14th parak of Masechet Shabbos, Hadron Loch Perek Shmoneh Shratzim, Hadron Loch Perek Shmoneh Shratzim, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel.